Well, with the virtues of reading well established earlier in the program and a discussion of the power of poetry still ahead of us this hour, let's meet some people who are living the power of writing and art in their young lives right now. Trace DePass is a high school senior from Queens, New York. Trace, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Max Johnson, Falls Church, Virginia. Welcome.
Hello.
Kind of a special day for both of you, huh?
Yeah.
Trace and Max are among 16 gold medal winners in the 2015 Scholastic Art and Writing Competition. Winners from around the U.S. in all categories are being honored and celebrated this week, culminating with a big event at Carnegie Hall tonight. Are you nervous? Probably not. You've already won.
Mostly. That's the hard part, is winning.
So interesting, a hard part. So what did you win for? What kind of work did you do?
I submitted a portfolio of animations that I did.
And I saw one of your claymation animations, right, which I guess is some of your earlier work. It's called Dispenser. It's about a kid who gets a package that's a clay computery sort of thing that spits out crazy balls of clay. It was fantastic, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You've moved on and gotten better.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things, is just learning things and getting better and using what I've learned to make better things and more interesting things.
Why does animation give you a voice that maybe you don't have as a regular old teenager who says and like a lot?
Well, like I...
You're so smart.
A lot of the time, I do a lot of watching of people, mm-hmm, and observing. A lot of the time people say that I don't talk a lot and I don't really say much, contrary to what I'm doing right now, which is talking a lot. But I observe things, and one of the best ways that I like to use that information that I'm all the time seeing is putting it into characters and stories and using it in stories that I like to tell.
Well, it's amazing stuff, and you can see some of the animation from Max at thetakeaway.org. Trace DePass, you're a writer?
Yes.
And tell me how you slid into writing, and you've got a big smile and certainly a sense of loving to communicate on your face right now. But what does writing do for you?
Writing was a lot for me at different points in my life. I was named after my great-grandfather, who was also a poet. His name is Howard DePass. My whole name is Trace Howard DePass.
Wow.
There's this thing called Poem in Your Pocket Day that some people celebrate, some people don't. I heard about it when I was in fourth grade, and I wrote a poem for it, and I was really excited about it, went home, told my grandmother about it, and then I figured out named after Howard DePass. And since then, I've pretty much been writing poetry.
And what does poetry allow you to say? What voice does it free inside of you? What does it help you communicate?
It's helped me communicate different things at different times. When I was younger, it helped me communicate things to my parents. Now I address a lot bigger issues.
Would you like to read something for us?
Sure. So this is a poem I have called Brutality in Three Parts. 12 white men get around a table. Da Vinci paints them. We call it the Last Supper. Meanwhile, 12 black men get together and they sit and eat. But police, they tell them to keep it moving. I guess nothing is holy when we feast. I guess our grace ain't cutting it. And his white Jesus ain't nothing but a trigger finger on a crucifix. But they say, nah, man, you losing it. Their God must not look like them. I wonder whose image they're made in. Part two. Some of you pretend you care, but you don't. Activists on the outside, indifferent on the inside because you got God, right? The Lord is your shepherd, so you shall not want for anything, right? You don't even mourn the death no more. Just try to fit in at the funeral. You'll just mourn the poet, mourn the messenger. Conceptualize your outcry till there's no reason to cry at all. Look, there it go. Then you're over it. Like dead bodies don't move you no more, take art. And you don't embrace reality no more. What you thinking about that? You just thankful for life when you pray right. Put your palms together, looking like shaking mortality. You not think about nothing but gratification and making it back home, scared of inevitability. Y'all just as scared. Just as scared as them killers. Killers who aren't black. Killers who see me and see animal. So killers just kill us. But ain't human just another animal? Born with no venom, so we turn to weapons quick as cobras. But y'all, just ammunition. Work with a machine without even knowing. Like no empathy. Only civilized when it came to letting go. Like them guns that took our sons, three. And you kill a black boy. You're freeing another spirit to interrupt the racism in a bullet. Make this black all the more dense like an impenetrable cloak of ancestors as best you not feel lightly. Fear of precaution. And know this Africanity be the greatest privilege. To know that they aren't looking down but are walking with you is to know that we may lose this battle. But hate will never win the war because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, so don't shoot. My hands are up. As if rope ladders fell from the heavens, like, no. At least ship my ashes to Africa. Let me die in my mother's arms. My eyes roll over this concrete. Like, come on. I got up off my knees, started praying with my feet when the cop told me up. But, like, the trigger still squeezed. But the gun jammed. And it was a mysterious way. Like, my walk home nearly every day. Like, can I get a witness on this block tonight? Like, I was still a son. Because I am, like Mike Brown, still walks with us because he does, like life. And miracles weren't mutually exclusive, and neither had to be considered miracle. Like, God is a good God. Like, we're still overcoming. Like an unending Negro spiritual. And I know, there was heaven. I got a glimpse of those pearly gates, residing in the mouths of those that speak justice and my story and their own lives. For then, we live eternally. Like, the weapon never prospered. Like emancipated souls, black souls, impenetrable black, fear of precaution.
Brutality by Trace DePass, high school senior from Queens, New York, who's one of the gold medal winners in the 2015 Scholastic Art and Writing Competition. Very musical. Who's your inspiration in both performance and writing?
Gil Scott-Heron. It's one of my biggest inspirations.
Love
Gil. Saul Williams. I was actually mentored for a little while by a woman named Aja Bonet. Who's also a very prominent spoken word artist.
So, Max, I could see you while Trace was reading there. The wheels were turning in your brain. You were thinking film. You were thinking, I can tell this story.
I got to give you some snaps after that, man. That was awesome. Yeah, it's very cool to see, like, different kinds of art working together. Like, if I were to talk about my animations, you'd see some sort of lyrical poetry in that. When I, you know, hear that, I visualize it. It's really cool to have things like jam sesh. Of art and writing.
Well, that's really the vision of this whole competition, and I wish we had more time, but it's great to have both of you here in the studio. Congratulations to both of you. Have fun tonight. You guys are the center of attention. It's quite a spectacle, and you'll have a really, really good time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
I'm very excited.
Max Johnson of Falls Church, Virginia, Trace DePass, high school senior from Queens, New York. 14 other gold medal winners will be honored tonight at Carnegie Hall, and you can see their work at thetakeaway.org.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Curious.com, committed to helping people learn more than 15,000 skills like physics, photography, and parkour. Curious.com, grow your skills. Learn more at Curious.com/PRI.